Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I want to talk about, you know, there was a really fascinating article on Business Insider about the top five regrets of the dying, the top five things that people wish they had done during their lives before they passed away that they just didn't get to. The number one thing, and I thought this was really interesting, is I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not to what others expected of me. So the most common regret of all is that people realize when their life is almost over, they look back clearly on it, and they're able to see how many dreams they had that had gone unfulfilled. So kind of a sad regret. The number two thing is I wish I hadn't worked so hard. You know, working hard is such a big part of our culture, and it's just kind of drilled into us that you're not going to make it unless you work hard. You've got to work so hard. But you miss out on a lot of life if you're constantly working, and you miss the beauty of the everyday if you're constantly on this just constant treadmill of working hard in life. The number three thing is I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. You know, a lot of people suppress their feelings in order to keep the peace with others, and as a result, they settle for a kind of a mediocre existence, and they never become who they're truly capable of becoming. The number four thing, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Often people realize toward the end of their lives that they missed out on the full benefits of old friends until their dying weeks, and then it's not possible always to track those people down. So they wish that they had not let those slip over the years. And the number five thing that people regret is that I wish I had let myself be happier. Now, this is a surprisingly common one because a lot of people don't realize until the end of their life that happiness is really a choice. They stay stuck in old patterns or habits, and they get really comfortable in their lives with how things are. We sort of become used to things. There's also a big fear of change, and it has people kind of pretending to themselves that they're content when deep within they had longed to laugh more and have more silliness in their lives. So what's your greatest regret so far in your life? And what will you do to change that before you die? Some interesting thought-provoking things this morning. I also want to mention that there's a new episode of Stories from General Conference featuring talks centered around the theme of covenants or promises made with Heavenly Father. Also, there's a new episode of Extreme Genes Family History Radio, and all of those new episodes can be downloaded as a podcast at mormonchannel.org. I want to end with a quote, and it's by Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who's the second counselor in the first presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he says, "There is a beauty and a clarity that comes from simplicity that we sometimes do not appreciate in our thirst for intricate solutions. For example, it wasn't long after astronauts and cosmonauts orbited the Earth that they realized ballpoint pens would not work in space." And so some very smart people went to solving that problem. It took thousands of hours and millions of dollars, but in the end, they developed a pen that could write anywhere, in any temperature, and on nearly any surface. But how did the astronauts get along until that problem was solved? They simply used a pencil. So think about that as you go throughout your day. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.